The intersection of emerging technology and new legislative measures often leads to complex debates, particularly when the technology pertains to communication. Lawmakers are known for proposing bills with far-reaching consequences, sometimes encompassing First Amendment-protected speech. This trend is evident in the legislative approach to social media and is now extending its reach to the realm of artificial intelligence, as demonstrated by the introduction of the No Artificial Intelligence Fake Replicas and Unauthorized Duplications, No AI Fraud Act, sponsored by Reps Maria Elvira Salazar, RFLA, and Madeline Dean, DPA. The No AI Fraud Act is driven by concerns over AI-generated fakes and forgeries, particularly unauthorized uses of individuals' images and voices. The bill positions these personal attributes as intellectual property owned and controlled by each individual. This legislative move aims to address instances where AI technology, such as the creation of the song Heart on My Sleeve, emulating artists Drake and The Weeknd, or false endorsements featuring celebrities like Tom Hanks, has been used to generate content without authorization. Despite its intent to protect, the No AI Fraud Act's broad definitions and extensive reach provoke apprehension. The bill's provisions encompass a wide array of digital depictions and digital voice replicas, potentially ensnaring various forms of creative expression, including parody videos, comedic impressions, political cartoons, and more. This breadth of scope suggests a significant potential impact on creators, platforms, and the essence of First Amendment rights, hinting at a future where legal challenges and a chilling effect on certain forms of expression may become the new norm. At its heart, the No AI Fraud Act seeks to establish a right to sue for unauthorized use of one's likeness or voice. This right extends to digital depictions and voice replicas, covering a vast spectrum of content and activities. The bill's language, encompassing all human beings living or dead, and extending to virtually any digital rendition created using technology, sets a precedent that could drastically reshape the landscape of content creation, distribution, and consumption. Despite acknowledging the importance of First Amendment protections, the bill inadvertently paves the way for expanded restrictions on speech. By categorizing one's voice and likeness as intellectual property, it seeks to classify certain depictions as unprotected speech. This approach, while aimed at protecting individuals, poses a significant challenge to the balance between honoring intellectual property rights and upholding the freedoms central to the creative and expressive endeavors. In conclusion, the No AI Fraud Act represents a pivotal moment in the discourse surrounding AI, intellectual property, and free speech. As society navigates the novel challenges posed by AI's capabilities, the need for thoughtful, balanced legislation becomes increasingly apparent. Striking the right equilibrium between protecting individual rights and fostering an environment conducive to creativity and free expression remains a critical yet intricate task for lawmakers and society alike.